are here at the 2019 Solero FinTech Conference in beautiful Montreal. And in the studio lounge, right next to me here, is Mr. Sean Kennelly from Doxum. How are you, Sean?
I'm great. Yeah, thanks, yeah? Mike. Nice to be here. Nice to chat.
Yeah, kind of an impromptu thing, but we're always happy to have folks like you here talking to us about how the conference is going and what you guys are focusing on this time around. So how's the conference going for you?
Yeah, great. I mean, the Solero conference is always an amazing event, right? They put on a pretty good event, lots of great industry speakers, a lot of good knowledge, some even seasoned political veterans that come and talk about various topics. And
a former Prime Minister of Canada.
And they do a really good job at corralling, modern fintech tech along with, big industry players. Mm-hmm. And they do a really good job at putting on an event. So it's been good so far.
What do you guys want to achieve here, being from Doxum and being over there in the exhibit area and stuff like that, which is kind of cool. I like it's very kind of casual and networky and couchy over there. So it's really nice.
Yeah, so I mean, like, most events, we have a lot of customers here, so engaging with our existing customers and then, figuring out where this Solero market space is going and, how that, the technology and the users and all that is progressing in the Canadian market specifically here, because that's what's the focus in this event. Mm-hmm. But it's been, great, and the area where we're all meeting with customers has been, a lot of traction, a lot of great conversation with folks. They have a good layout for breakout rooms and tech discussions and stuff, so that's been it's been just amazing in engaging with the customers and with some prospective customers and that kind of stuff.
Indeed. Hey, you wanted to talk about consumer engagement. I mean, it's kind of a broad topic, but when we're talking technology, fintech here, we can narrow it down pretty quickly. So what's the latest in consumer engagement for credit unions and their members and et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I would say it's a couple fold, right? So engagement you could define as any interaction with a consumer, whether it be through a digital mechanism, a user-assisted mechanism, or even like a piece of paper, technically speaking, right?
Yeah,
so any way that a consumer engages with a financial institution, when you wrap that in with tech, then it becomes, what technical channels and what actual software do we use for engaging with consumers? Mm-hmm. So when you talk about that, things like digital banking, huge thing, origination activities, which there's tons of origination providers, and you see that at pretty much every conference, that's becoming more and more prevalent. And then boiling it down to things like CRM and messaging, and so what systems are people using and what technology are people using to interact with the consumers across the various channels in either ad hoc ways or automated ways and those types of things. So that's, effectively what you could consider consumer engagement. It's anywhere where the financial institution interacts with consumers.
Is one better than the other? Is one right now, is one trending more than another? Obviously a piece of paper is probably at the bottom of the list, but now things probably via mobile, that type of stuff is probably...
Yeah, it definitely changes, right? So the technology that consumers are using to interact with the financial institutions are almost always digital banking, right? So digital banking becomes the actual front end. But then how they communicate with staff becomes the other question.
Right.
So how does staff actually interact?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's digital banking, on the staff on the inside, ideally they're using something like a CRM to interact through that digital channel that the consumers are using. But I wouldn't say there's a preference. It generally depends on the type of conversation.
Right.
So the channel is often indicative of the subject of the conversation. I don't want to... I'll give you an example. So some of our customers today are finding much better traction talking to consumers about collections and delinquency through text. Because it's a lower friction channel. Somebody's, the whole like, oh my gosh, they're calling me and I know I've missed my loan payment. I don't want to answer the phone versus I will answer a text message.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of instances where the channels of preference for the consumers are changing, but it's almost always indicative of what's the type of conversation I want to have. So sometimes chat is better, sometimes text is better, sometimes email is great. On an occasion, documents of some kind, whether they're digital or paper, those end up being the proper channel. So it's always about the right channel for the type of conversation.
Yeah, the paper thing seems to be like, let's make it official, let's get it notarized, let's get it signed, that type of stuff. So that seems like the most official one.
Yeah, the regulatory stuff, right? Like
where it's required.
Collections letters or statements or things that like by regulation or by policy, we have to put something in front of somebody. And then the question is, how do we maximize that kind of a communication as well, right? So that's always the thing. How do I get the best ROI out of the channel of communication that I'm engaging in?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many channels we communicate in these days. And so, and I've never really thought about it until this conversation. It's like, okay, what's the most preferred method in each instance? So it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, how we can disseminate what works where and what doesn't work where.
Yeah. And that always changes over time too, right? So, you know, the whole like concept of IVR was huge, and now IVR, the stats drop and they change by demographic. And so as long as you also have the ability to analyze the performance of the channels, that's important too.
Yeah.
So then you know how much focus to put on a specific channel based on the value or the impact you're getting.
Right, right.
So that same idea around either collections or marketing or whatever, are we getting the right kind of traction in the channel that we think the market prefers versus what the data actually tells us they prefer?
And so what are you guys doing for your clients in this area? So how do you help them maximize these channels?
Yeah, so we have, you know, not talking about the product specifically, but there's tools that we have that allow, one, folks to analyze their channels, right? So to look at all the data that they have, analyze their transactional activity to understand how consumers are actually interacting with the financial institution. So, do folks in a specific demographic prefer IVR? Do they actually walk into the branch?
Right.
If so, what are the types of people that walk into the branch? How do we design our branches or scale back our branches or even build new branches based on where people are doing that kind of activity?
Yeah.
So that's more like, you know, analyzing data and looking at data. So that's one piece. And then there's the ability to actually manage the conversations and communicate across various channels. So part of what our organization does as a premise is consumer engagement across channels, and then building tools to support that. So CRM is obviously a key component on the staff-facing side, so the ability to know who's doing what and when, and actually manage the conversations across the different channels. So, you know, tracking activities, sending emails, notifications, messages in either a partially automated way or a manual way, depending on how the conversation is tracking. That is another, I would say, critical piece to it. And then being able to do, you know, manage what are the preferences. Like, this consumer actually prefers to, you know, talk by email or prefers to talk by text or doesn't want us to talk to them about credit card offer anymore. Having systems to manage all of those pieces, that's a big component.
And allowing them to opt in, opt out type of stuff as well?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So opting in, communication consent, you know, I consent for you to email me versus don't ever email me.
Right, right.
And then the system should programmatically know, hey, don't send this guy emails because he hasn't given consent.
So, there's value in that for sure.
Yeah, especially with all the new regulations around CASEL and CAN spam, who you can and can't communicate to. So that's a big piece. It's having the one, knowing how consumers prefer to communicate for different types of conversations, having the tools to communicate, and then making sure that we're following the regulations around the communication. So that's kind of the trifecta of problems that folks are trying to solve for today.
I know, and it's quite the science now as well. You know, there's like this science, ever since data analytics has just exploded onto the scene, now that's the science, you know, behind it all. Okay. And it's great. I mean, it's such a benefit for not only folks like you or credit unions, but the consumer ultimately, because they, again, they have the choice of where they want to be communicated to or from. So it's pretty cool now how we can do that stuff.
Yeah, and it's ripe for technology to help people with that kind of thing, right? Yeah, so historically it was manual, like I tracked consent in the core, and then if I was talking to somebody or trying to message somebody, I'd have to get a report or look them up in the core and then try and figure out if I'm sending them an email, can I even send them an email?
Yeah.
And so using technology to kind of tie the preferences with the messaging and the regulatory side of it, it's just ripe for building software to help people with that kind of thing.
I think it creates added efficiencies as well, making it easier for for staff to like communicate with their members instead of guessing, well, do they want a mail or they want snail mail?
Yeah, added efficiencies and better adherence to regulation, right? So you, hopefully if the tools are being used properly, don't end up breaching any of the CASEL CANSPAN regulatory pieces because they have that built into the tools that they're using.
Yeah. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add here to wrap up? Because I think the show wraps up today as well, so this afternoon. So
it does, yeah. Looking forward to the rest of the day, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of great conversations, a lot of great speakers, and it'll be good.
Good stuff. All right, Sean. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate thanks,
it,
Mike.
Sir. All right, everybody. Sean Kennelly from
Doxum.
Go check
thanks,
him
guys.
Out. Well done. Yeah.